Welcome everybody, Shiur number 891. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we pretty much finished up our Siman of Resh Ches, which we've been working on. We want to move on to the various different halachas. Obviously, there are a few more ins and outs over there, but we pretty much covered the items which, come up on a constant basis. Okay, we want to move on to a different Siman. So, we spoke about the last couple of Shiurim. We were talking about some various different inyanim, reference to covering the head, and so on, and having a separation by brachas. Okay, but there wasn't anything specific that we weren't working on a specific simon. Before we get to the next simon, I want to just go through an interesting thing which I happen to have seen, which I would like to share with everybody, which is always, I myself have a question, and I think everybody has this question. Person's in the middle of learning in shul, right? And they hear somebody saying Birchas HaShachar. Somebody, the chazan, gets up to say brachas. And on the side over there, they're learning. Do they have to answer amen? Or somebody's giving a shir, right, in shul, let's say. And in the other room, whatever, somebody's making brachas. Birchas HaShachar, whatever it might be, you'd have to say amen. Or what about in person's own Shmona Esrei? I'm davening. Or you can't answer amen, but, right, there's certain times you have to stop. Like for Kedusha, certain parts of Kedusha, which we'll try and talk about. But I just, real quickly, a few tidbits, if you want to call it, I happen to see in the Dirshu, in the halachas of saying amen in Simon Reish Tez Vav, actually. Simon Reish Tez Vav, which again is not our Simon right now, but in Ois number 10, he brings down some interesting points, which I think everybody should be aware of. So first of all, in reference to somebody's learning, he brings from a Eish Lavram, somebody's learning, and they hear somebody saying, making a bracha, you have to say amen, right? So he brings down from the Eish Lavram, there is a concept that we know as oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. If the person stops to say amen, it could throw them off, and there could be somewhat bittul Torah, right? So there is such a concept, oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. If the person's in the middle of one mitzvah, they're potter from another mitzvah, but he does bring down the Eish Lavram blibes at a tzarech in on that. Now he brings down also after that the Shevet Alevi. Again, it's all in the Dirshu Simen Reish Tes Vav Ois 10. So if somebody would like to look it up, because I just want to quote these few things. He brings from the Shevet Alevi that somebody's in the middle of learning Torah, or they're in the middle of davening. And if they answer Amen, it's mamish going to throw them off. Now, there's some people have, it's the concentration is hard. I know by myself, I have the same thing. It's hard to concentrate. If you're going to, either you concentrate on tefillah or you concentrate on saying amen. It's very hard to do both. A person, let's say, is in the middle of davening, let's say by Pesukah de Zimra, case in time where you could answer, right? Or even karbonis, whatever it might be. But a person is concentrating on tefillah, and if they know if they answer, it's gonna, mamish is gonna throw them off. Some people can do it, some people have no problem. They don't get thrown off, but some people can. And then when it comes to learning, obviously it's even stronger because you have, could be possibly bittul Torah, and again it could be a person loses track of where they're up to. So all that is even more time in bittul Torah. So he brings from the Shevet Alevi, Misha Isaac B'talmud Torah, or somebody's in the middle of davening, he says, and if they're gonna stop to answer, amen to somebody's bracha, It's gonna, let's say by a case in time by tefillah, it's gonna throw them off, or be just plain old bittul Torah, right? So he says, "Ein chayiv lanes amen." One would not, there's no chayiv over there to answer amen, because what are they coming from? If somebody hears a bracha, we're gonna learn in this simon reish tezvav, you hear a bracha, there's a chayiv to say answer amen, right? Answer amen, right? I hear somebody make a shahakal, there's a chayiv to answer amen. In a regular case in time, we're not talking about your middle of Shmoneh Esrei, we're not talking about your middle of Birchas Krishma, we'll get, hopefully one day we'll get to all that. But right now, a person's time, I'm with my friend, he takes a cup of soda, he makes a shahakal, there's a chayiv on me to say amen. it's an important thing we have to know. It's not just, well, it's a nice thing, I'll say amen to his bracha. No, it's a chayiv to say amen. And even if he's not being yotze you with another bracha, by the way, let's say whatever the case is, he's drinking his soda, he's making a shahakal, and for whatever the case is, it's better not to do it, by the way, we'll see that also, but for whatever the reason is, a person's being yotze somebody else with a bracha, and they're drinking also, you can't do it without drinking, then you have to concentrate on every single word and say amen. So that's a separate issue. But even just like this, I hear somebody making a bracha, it's a chiv for me to say amen. Okay, so getting back to what we were saying, but somebody's in the middle of learning, somebody's in the middle of davening, and not even Shmoneh Esrei, there's Pasha in the middle of davening, right? In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't answer anyway, so then, and you know it's going to mix you up, so then there's no chiyuv to answer amen. Now, I just want to make it clear, we're not talking about amen Yehishmei Rab over here, and Moedim, those are different, a little bit different, stronger halachas over there. Not stronger halachas, the halachas a little bit different, but Moshe has a tshuva, even by Tachnon answering possibly. But don't mind now simply answering amen, let's say Birchas HaShachar, somebody gets up and they start making, right, a minyan starting. I'm learning in the side of the shul, a minyan starting, they're saying brachas. So that's what we're talking about, saying regular amen to a bracha. All the other things, I mean, Yeshme Rabba, how to work in the middle of Shemin Esrei. Okay, this, we'll see, those are different halachas. But right now, just this one thing which I wanted to bring out, and especially to bring down if somebody's learning with a rabbim, then because it's a Talmud Torah with a rabbim, then for sure, Leivata Bashum Kach, you have to be very careful with these things. And he ends off also, from Rav Eliashiv, Zeichat Sadik Lebrach, also, Shalom Yotorah, Vishama Hashem Baruch, and Birchas HaShachar. Again, the same type of thing, somebody's learning, right, and they hear Birchas HaShachar, Eini Chayiv Lahafsik, Be'em Sahalimud Lanis, Amen. There's no chiyuv to stop and say amen. Whereby if you're not learning, right, somebody, I'm talking to my friend or whatever, I'm standing around and I hear somebody make a bracha, like we said, there's a chiyuv to answer amen. But when you're learning, or if it's kenesh teri davening, these type of things we saw, there are those definitely who say one will not have to stop for the amen, like we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.